Hank, how are you?
Hey, doing very good. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. You're doing this this new web series called Super Moms, and you can join the Super Moms on their latest adventure at Facebook. Tell me a little bit about this. It's kind of a reality animated series all mixed into one. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, it's sort of retro. You know how back in the day they would, I mean, you almost think to the old Batman series when they go boom and kapow and put the words on the screen.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it does. It goes from, you know, real life actors all of a sudden animation, and I think that's just fun. It's just something different. You like the creativity behind it.
And what made you decide to do this web series? Is it Hank Jr.?
No, I don't know. It was just the first. It was my first acting opportunity, so you know I can't say no to the first opportunity I get. But I think it's kind of cool because actually my character almost basically plays me. It's almost the same thing. I saw the script and I was like, okay, so I'm going to act exactly the way I do every day. And you know, I grew up. I was very close to my mom, you know. I was one of the biggest mom's boys probably ever.
Okay.
And I see that it's the same in Kendra, and I just see the way this whole Supermom's aspect is. It's just, I think it's like a hint behind giving real appreciation to moms out there, because everybody, especially guys, you know, these big burly guys, we grow up, we're tough and this and that, and a lot of guys forget that, you know, we all had a mom and this and that, and what a mom truly does for their child. You know, you can always thank your mom. And I say this speaking truthfully, because I know my mom has sacrificed everything and would for me, and that's how I see Kendra already doing for little Hank.
So
many moms, I mean, single moms and this and that, will always be there. A mother's love, you just can't change. So I think that this kind of shows the whole other aspect. They took it to another extreme and show how moms are superheroes and they're fighting the world while still being a mom, and that's pretty neat, I think.
So why a web series and not a show?
Yeah,
on
why is this not on E? Come on now.
Or as a Saturday morning cartoon.
I don't know. That would be kind of neat right there, but I don't know if it could really make the Saturday. Or, you know, you never
okay.
might say some words or talk about some things that might not be kid-friendly.
All right, all right.
Okay.
But no, it's just fun. It's an opportunity, and you know, a lot of web series, I mean, you think about it, everything is going internet-based, social media, and why not do a series on the internet instead of taking a whole big pilot and everything and just let it get picked up from the internet?
Well, that's not a bad idea. Speaking of TV, is there going to
be? Yes, what's up? When is Kendra coming back to E?
I would love, hopefully it comes back soon. We're just waiting to see what happens, and hopefully we get picked up. Like I said, it's hard to believe my fifth season and Kendra's 10th season on television.
It's so hard, but I mean, I watch you guys every week, so it needs to come back so soon.
Let's talk about another little one.
Yeah, when's Hank gonna have a brother or sister?
Oh,
that laugh.
<Yeah. laughs> That seems to be like the main question. There's times where we go about talking about like, yeah, we want to have another one right now, but then there's like certain little moments where we're like, all right, that experience right there just was like automatic birth control, so we'll wait on having another one. So, it's that decision that goes back and forth. We both love it. It's just right now we're just feeling like the time isn't the best time right now. We're trying to continue the television career. I'm trying to work on, you know, if football's over, my next career, and I just think that'd be best right now that we can focus on that, and then when we have time to slow down again, then we could possibly have number two.
Speaking of football, Super Bowl just a couple weeks away, real close to us, like 2 hours away.
Yeah, it's just there in Indy.
Over in Indianapolis, and you played for Indy for a little bit. Any predictions on who's going to play in the Super Bowl this year?
If I had to guess right now, I would think San Fran and Baltimore, just because that I think they're all playing. They're playing so tough right now. But then you think about it, I was talking to Kendra about this. This is how the playoffs are supposed to be. Right now, it's a anyone can win situation. You never know. All these teams are playing great, and you've seen great teams knocked out. And other than two games, every playoff game has been close. And when it's the playoffs, you want the best teams playing, and this is held true in every sense of the word.
Just finally here, over the weekend, Sunday, the Golden Globes.
Yes.
Were you out partying with Kendra?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we went out afterwards. We went to the E after party, and it was a lot of fun. You know, get out a little little mom and dad time. Little man stayed at home.
Sure.
He was being watched, of course.
There's still are there still celebrities you like get giddy around or get excited to see at parties like this?
I mean, you never know who you run into, and you say no, but then you meet someone, you're like, wow, man, that one really
exactly
really
exactly
right
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
Well, I saw a picture of you guys. You guys look absolutely great. Tell Kendra her shoes were awesome.
And we'd like to see you back on E very soon. We appreciate you taking the time, Hank, to talk to us. Good luck on next baby. Hopefully it'll be soon.
Hey, man, stop jinxing me. Hey, appreciate y'all having me.
Take care, man.
Later.